Recently, some new additions for KQL and Azure Data Studio have arrived. Come learn with me from Julie in this week's episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I'm joined by Julie, a program manager on the Azure Data team. Thanks for joining us today, Julie.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here.
Awesome. We are super excited to have you here. And today we're going to be talking about KQL in Azure Data Studio. And I'm really excited to see, because you guys are always working on really cool stuff in Azure Data Studio. But before we get into it, I wanted to ask you kind of like, why do you think KQL in Azure Data Studio is important? And kind of how does KQL relate to our Azure SQL and SQL Server deployments that, you know, we're very familiar with here?
Right. As you may already know, Anna, my team builds Azure Data Studio to deliver modern data experiences for data professionals or any professionals using data today. Now, earlier this year, we did a number of research, including talking to external customers. So, for example, Azure SQL DB customers, as well as internal software engineers at Microsoft. Now, it turned out that they actually are using KQL or Kusto Query Language already today to analyze this massive real-time streaming data. Now, this could be, you know, event logs or telemetry event. Now, as you may already know, Azure SQL DB today also captures the telemetry or event logs that can be connected straight to Azure Log Analytics. So, if you use KQL, you can connect to Azure Data Explorer as well as Azure Log Analytics as an example and do this, you know, data science magic or even sometimes troubleshooting too for your products and services.
Awesome. Cool. So it seems like, you know, this is something that's very common among our customers for using, for analyzing telemetry and doing other things. And you guys bring it into Azure Data Studio, my guess is it's going to get really cool. We're going to be able to do notebook stuff. I'd love to take a look if you have some stuff you can show us.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick reminder, I mentioned a little bit about modern data experiences. So in Azure Data Studio, we have the benefits of syntax highlighting, you know, all this good stuff. It's cross-platform, and you can even connect to Git source control. So if you have notebooks, you have files like SQL or KQL files, you can also do all this kind of nice version controlling. So yeah, let's get started with the demo, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay, what I have on the screen here is KQL Magic. So today I'm going to show you the first part is KQL Magic using or in Python notebook in Azure Data Studio. So here I'm already connected to Python 3 and I've already loaded KQL Magic here. Now, the interesting story about this is that this notebook actually was run by somebody else and they just shared it with me. And, you know, with the benefits of notebooks, I don't have to rerun it if I don't want to. Yeah, so this is what you get. All right. Now, let's talk about KQL Magic. Once you load or install the KQL Magic in your Python environment, you should be able to start writing your KQL queries with the prefix percentage KQL like this. So when you run it, you'll get, you know, the results like this. You can do even visualization. So here's an example. Let me quickly configure this. Let's see, vertical, and then close this. Now you have notebook, you know, with the result set visualized. And because this is running on Python, you could also render the time chart, and it's actually using Plotly in the backend. So if you're already familiar with Python and you're using KQL Magic, it should be super easy for you to get started. So as an example here, I can zoom in. It will, you know, show the interactivity from the Plotly aspect. And of course, yeah. And of course, if you're using Python already and you want to do additional, I don't know, massaging or programming on top of this data set, you can do that too. So that's the first part of KQL Magic.
Awesome. Right. Really cool. Now, I think you also mentioned there was like some extension I could use and that would make it even easier to use.
Right. When we talked to, so earlier mentioned about we had a research, right? When we talked to this number of users, we have a lot of users who come from KQL and just really want to have the benefits of the goodness that we have in SQL today in Azure Data Studio applied to KQL. So then we've decided, how about we bring native Kusto experience to Azure Data Studio? So simply to get started, if you download the September release of Azure Data Studio, you should be able to search an extension from the extension gallery. So you can tap in Kusto. So I actually already have one here. And it will show the Kusto extension. Now, since I've already got it installed, I don't have to install it anymore. But once you install it, you should be able to get that native KQL experience. So let me show you what happens then. So here's an example. So you've already installed the Kusto KQL extension. Now you can create a new connection. So as an example, I've got one here where it's ADX or Azure Data Explorer Health Cluster. Now you can connect to the Health Kusto Windows.net, which is actually free for everyone who to try out if you already have Azure Active Directory account. Now, if you check out here, the connection type, you have Azure Data Explorer. Just remember that to change it to Azure Data Explorer Kusto. All right, since I've already got it connected, I'm just gonna cancel out of that. So once you're connected, you should be able to see it on your connections viewlet or Object Explorer. And you should be able to see the cluster as well as the databases. So I only have one, so it's only gonna show one here. And then you can browse the functions or the tables. And yeah, it's pretty user-friendly from that perspective.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. Now, similar to, I suppose, from the kind of SQL world, generally speaking, you can right-click and do a lot of actions, right? So let's do that here for one of the tables. So let's right-click on the Storm Events table and then click Tick 10. Now, it simply brings up a new KQL file that will just run the storm events and then do a tick 10 on it. So just showing the top 10 rows, really. So it's pretty simple and straightforward. So let me show you another example of my my Kusto or my KQL query here. So this is one that I have prepared earlier. So you can write a little bit more complex query, and then you can also use Sendance to visualize this data. So here's one that I have prepared earlier. Let me minimize this. So isn't that cool?
That's really cool. So you can basically bring in your data and then add visualizations. And I know Sendance is super easy to work with. So it's really cool.
Great. Now let me show you a native Kusto notebook then. I think you love this, Anna, because I know you probably work quite a bit with notebooks. So here we go. All right, so I've got one that I've created earlier. Now, obviously I can change the connection here. So as an example, I can connect to the samples DB. So let's do that. Make sure that we're connected. I think we already connected. So let's give it a go. Let's see. So from a notebook like this, you can simply add a code cell. So you can start typing in storm event. So if you noticed earlier, it actually bring really nice syntax or IntelliSense rather for you. That way you don't have to remember a lot of things. So it increases the productivity. So here's the, again, the top 10 rows again, query that you can write. And here's another example where you can write the storm events kind of aggregation. And because of the charting capability inside Notebook today, you could also do this visualization of the data set. So let me just format it a little bit. And this notebook is ready to go and share it with other people.
Awesome. And
yeah. And lastly, and this is your area, Anna. I'm sure you will love this. Let me just go to this notebook. Machine Learning and Azure Data Explorer. So this is a little bit advanced. Some of you may already know that there is a machine learning plugins rather. There's more than one plugin for Azure Data Explorer. So if you're in that advanced level of KQL, you can just write this advanced query using machine learning inside Azure Data Studio in a notebook. And you can share this this notebook with other people, and they'll be able to see the query as well as the results.
Wow, that's really cool. So if we kind of like wrap up all the things that you showed to us, because I feel like they incrementally got more and more exciting to me. The first, you showed us how we can do KQL magic in Python. Really cool, really great for people who are already familiar with working with Python. And then we get that notebook experience. Then you brought in this KQL extension, which is really cool because it's going to allow us to kind of browse the folder hierarchy just like we would an Azure SQL database in Azure Data Studio, but now with an Azure Data Explorer cluster. So that's really cool. And on top of that, that's going to bring us native KQL notebook. So even better, I don't have to worry about the KQL magic. I can just write KQL and connect to my cluster. And even finally do machine learning on top of that. So really awesome stuff. This has been really cool for me to see. I'm excited to start playing with this. Julie, for our viewers, like as they go and get started with this, you know, what's one tip or piece of advice that you might have?
Yeah, you know, it's quite interesting because I come from the SQL world. When I saw the, you know, KQL for the first time, I was kind of pretty scared of it. But the good news is the documentations are actually really, really good. There's even like a SQL to KQL translation. So if you're coming from SQL, you can learn KQL really quickly. And there are lots of samples, including the ones from Azure Data Studio documentation. So it has the KQL magic example as well as the native Kusto one. So go check that out.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today, Julie. Thanks for our viewers for watching. We're going to put some links in the description for you to go learn more and try this out and get the KQL extension. And we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.